This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A day after a Republican state lawmaker announced that he changed his party affiliation to Democrat, a recall effort against him is underway. CPR's Benta Berkelin has more.
State Senator Kevin Priola said too much was at stake for Republicans to be in charge, citing former President Donald Trump's hold on the party, the January 6th insurrection, and climate change. Priola's party switch makes it more challenging for Republicans to gain control of the state Senate in November. Supporters of recalling Priola said his record at the state house has been, quote, terrible. The state GOP supports the effort, accusing Priola of breaking the trust of the voters who elected him. Recall organizers will need to gather more than 18,000 signatures to put the question before voters. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
President Joe Biden's plan to forgive hundreds of millions of dollars of student debt is the latest point of debate on the Colorado campaign trail. Here's CPR's Andrew Kenny.
Incumbent Democratic Senator Michael Bennett says debt cancellation will help millions, but that the Biden plan could have done more to benefit low-income people in particular. Meanwhile, Republican Senate challenger Joe O'Day said it's a costly giveaway to college-educated voters.
It's unbelievable. It must be an election year. We must be right in front of the midterms, right?
Biden plans to forgive $10,000 of federal student loans for Americans who make less than $125,000 a year, and an extra $10,000 forgiveness for those that had received Pell Grants for low-income students. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.